CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Betts with my colleague Gregory Copley of Defense and Foreign Affairs, who thinks strategically. Right now we're going to apply Gregory's strategic analysis to Serbia, a vivid member of the Western Balkan states. What happens in Serbia doesn't stay in Serbia. It influences the whole of the Western Balkans. All of that part of Europe watches very carefully. Belgrade was attacked by NATO in the late 20th century. 25 years later, Belgrade's still in the news because the presumption is, for the moment, Belgrade is siding with Russia or the aggressor in Ukraine. But it's much more complicated than that. So I asked Gregory, Serbia remains in bad odor for the State Department. What is it that it objects to, given that the Serbians are, much like the rest of the Western Balkans, deeply rooted in the mixture of migration through that part of the world for thousands of years?
Yes, the Balkans is definitely a pivotal hub between East and West. And it was the fact that the Turks, the Ottomans, controlled much of the Balkans for several hundred years meant that that gave them their leverage into Europe and the like. In fact, in this recent report, we entitled it The Endless Saga of Balkan Mischief. And everybody's trying to get into the act. The Serbs, who were comprehensively mistreated by NATO and the West during the 1990s with the breakup of Yugoslavia, the amount of disinformation against them caused the Serbs to be isolated, punished, and never allowed to come back into polite society, if you like. And the people who did that were officials of the Clinton administration during the 1990s and the British Blair administration. And what do we see today? We see the Clinton State Department people are back in office, and they want to take care of unfinished business in the Balkans, mainly to dismember Serbia even more. And this has been reinforced by the fact that they will not allow Serbia as a sovereign independent nation to maintain a neutrality between East and West, because Serbia definitely has a long-standing historical relationship with Russia, and it has a long-standing historical relationship with the West, and it values both of those requirements. But as George W. Bush said, you're either with us or against us. So there's no room for neutrality or gray areas, and there's no tolerance for Serbia's continued refusal to do as it's told and recognize that the United States created a new sovereign country out of the most sacred heartland of Serbia, Kosovo and Metohija. This was the mythical heartland of Serbia.
We have 1 minute here, Gregory. Go ahead.
So the question of they're trying to force recognition of Kosovo at this stage and to deny the area to Russia. Now, what's happening is that the U.S., working with Turkey and Albania and the United Kingdom government, is reinforcing the Kosovo military and is starting to put pressure again on Serbia. And the Serbians are resisting, and probably it will drive them further into the arms, if you like, of Moscow at this particular time.
Yes, and we're headed to Moscow. This is Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. Much more to say about the Western Balkans. I wanted to tuck it in here because there are statements being made in the Kremlin right now, not very controversial unless you disagree, that Russia is not at war with Ukraine. Russia is at war with NATO. I'm John Patrick.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.